Hey ladies, it's the PPP Podcast with your host Money, the lounge for the poised, paid, and prospering woman. It has everything you need in female entrepreneurism. In the lounge, let me take you through my sizable risks, tremendous rewards, and greatest challenges that established my career, as well as the balance I had to initiate while still remaining poised, paid, and prosperous. Female Rang, enterprises are steadily growing all over the world, contributing to household incomes and the growth of national economies. I will walk us through the successes of the fashion, apparel, and retail industries at the highest levels. Grow with me, ladies. Without further delay, here's another amazing episode of the PPP Podcast. Hey, you guys. We're back again with another one. You guys, I just want to let you guys know that this is week 8. And I am super proud of myself. I've been doing this thing for 2 months now. And I'm going to be totally honest. It is a lot already from what I already got going on. But I'm so glad to be here. And I'm so glad to have you listening. And I'm so welcoming and open about this journey that I'm on. Let's do it. We've been doing it for 8 weeks now. Why will we stop? You know, I'm not going to tell you no lie. I've been saying so much lately. I might tell you a joke, but I won't tell you a lie. You guys, I am just trying to stay consistent and stay on top of everything. And literally, I've been behind on a lot. I've been behind. And what's so crazy is because I have so much on my plate that I put the podcast on my plate because it's something I've been needing and wanting to do. And I can do it on my own, but I have help, right? I do have someone who edits, shout outs to you, my podcasts and posts them and helps me with this journey. So my main thing is really coming up with the topics, having a discussion with myself because no one is here but me. And making sure I'm putting out quality content and just getting it over to them. But I'm doing it. That's it. And people keep asking me, when are you going to let me on a pod? And it's like, I'm so happy to know that others want to come on and, talk with me. But I'm not ready yet, you guys. I'm really... Right now, being that it's 8 weeks, I listen to my pods also because I forget a lot of things. But I go back and I listen, and it just is such a beautiful thing to look back that I'm doing it and I'm making it happen. You know, it's like making my dreams come true because it's like I always wanted my own YouTube and I always wanted my own podcast. And I always wanted to do voiceover. Believe it or not, it's something that have come to me plenty of times. You have such a beautiful voice. Why have you thought of voiceover? And this is my way of doing it. Whether it blows up or if it doesn't, this is me accomplishing a dream. It's a dream come true. But you guys, this is a journey. So I'm doing this for me and no one else. So I will have people come on the pod eventually. I will let you guys come on. But right now, I'm just trying to be able to get better with the way I speak. Better with staying on a nice flow, building my vocabulary. You guys, I started reading books. I went and go buy me a few books last week, and I've been reading one. It's called The Richest Man in Babylon. If you have not read it, you guys definitely go grab that book. I like it. So with this new year and this new age on me, and wanting to attract this new life and new money, I've been just trying to do more and more and more to better myself. And like I told y'all, the company I keep, the places I go, I'm just trying to do better because if we want better, we gonna do better. And we always say, if you knew better, you do better. But it's like, I know better now and I know what I want and I'm making these changes. So bear with me. I will let people get on the pod eventually. I'm just trying to, get better before I feel like, oh, I just want to bring people on my pod. I want to kind of grow an audience and I just want to get comfortable with speaking. You guys, I haven't really spoken publicly in so long, like, you know, Instagram, talking on my like live, and that was a time when I was practicing to get on YouTube, and just like talking on my story and stuff like that. I don't really consider that me speaking publicly. Like, you know, when we was in college or when we was in high school, you had to take like a public speaking class or a class that helped you with public speaking. So this is my way, like these first few months of me doing a pod solo is me really just getting it out of my system and trying to like, you know, wiggle my way and learn and better myself before I do bring people on, because we are going to get visuals. We're not going to always be just audio. So subscribe to my YouTube. Yeah, I will bring on visuals, but you know, I'm always saying like on TikTok and on Instagram, like start it, do it. And this is me starting it. I always tell people it's just about starting it. We might not be able to, you know, get everything perfect when we first started, but it's a journey. So you got to trust the process. And I'm very, very loyal to myself. So I know that if I start something and I have a vision for it, again, a vision I might see in 5 years, like you don't see it right now because I'm just starting it. And it's not for you to see the journey, the 5-year vision. I mean, it's for you to see the journey, the process, but not that further out vision that I have for it. So be patient with me, you guys. I am going to bring you guys on, and I'm excited for that. I actually also want to kind of get my personal appearance where I want it before I become a visual type of person, because I don't want to start doing visuals and not maintain it. So I have to be able to get myself up on the days that it's time to record and glam up and do the hair, do the makeup, and just be ready to talk. And I'm not really in that place right now. Like, I've been wearing my real hair and like just being natural for like the last 2 months, because I have so much of work that I've been doing that I haven't even been like glamming myself up. Like, you know, I'll get cute when it's time for me to go somewhere, but I've really been more of like on the natural state, like not really, 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 you know, doing it for real. No wig, no makeup, no lashes. Just natural beauty. And I must say, the men out here are liking natural on me. I just got to get out more. So it's like I went started being natural, like, and staying inside, right? And it's like I get so many compliments because it's like, oh my God, your hair is so beautiful. But I'm not even going out and mixing and mingling because I got so much other things I'm working on and doing. But yeah, that's my kind of like introduction of, this is my 8-week, 2 months in intro to pod 8, y'all. Thank you again for listening. If you're new here, hi, welcome. Share this, send this off to your friends. And if you're old, thank you for rocking with me and continue on listening. Because let me tell y'all, they got people that's going to be like, oh, I've been rocking with you since day one. And I'm be like, well, what did I say then? And what did I say this? And they not going to know. I also was kind of looking at my expressions on Instagram and stuff. And I'm like, you know, people don't even share it anymore. Like when I dropped the trailer, the first trailer, people were sharing it. Then when I dropped the first pod, people was like so stoked about it. And then it's like, it's like crickets. Like, you know, so people be there when you first started, and then it's like when you have a funeral or something, when somebody died, it's like they there in the beginning to be there for you. And then, you know, they forget to check up on you and shit. So this is a solo journey. And if you're here with me, I appreciate it. Thank you. Thank you so, so much. I love you and I thank you. But today's topic I want to talk about is the routine of successful entrepreneurs. And basically, what does a day look like for us? And how do we balance work and personal life? Listen. Some people tell it to you, but people don't be wanting to tell you, you know, the cons and everything. But the day and routine of a successful entrepreneur, I can't speak on what other people do, but I could tell you just a little bit about my routine. I'm trying to develop one. I'm trying to develop one. I'm not one of those people that every morning gets up at 7 a.m. meditate for 1 hour, drink a cup of tea, and play with my dog for 30 minutes. And then by 8 o'clock, I done got out the shower and I done talked to the Lord and I got on my running shoes, about to take a jog around the city. No, I commend y'all. I commend those who do that, but I'm not one of those people. I want to get there. Again, I admire them. They inspire me to be better. And I said my routine isn't as good as theirs, but I be trying to tell people I do what works for me. What works for me might not work for you. What works for you might not work for me. But my routine is not a routine. It really is just more so getting things done. Like, I know what I be having to get done. Now, I have been more so putting things in my calendar a lot more because I am a forgetful person. I just told y'all that. So, yes, I have been utilizing my calendar more, writing down things more because I'm so forgetful and I literally wear so many hats. I'm so many people in one person. So my routine is like, I get up in the morning whenever the Lord wakes me up. Don't judge me, y'all. But I get up whenever the Lord wakes me up. And lately, it's been more earlier than later. I've been getting up at like 8, 9. A few times I woke up and has woken up at like 6 or 7. It really just depends. But I'm getting up and I'm really just laying in my bed. I'm laying in my bed for like the first hour. And that's why I was like, I got to get a book because I'm like spending time on TikTok. I got off of my personal Instagram. I might scroll on my business pages and like pictures, comment on some things just to be active or whatever the case may be because that's important. But I'm on TikTok. I love, love, love TikTok. And I'm on Twitter as well. Don't follow me on Twitter. I will block you. But I'm laying in my bed and I'm really just reflecting. I'm thanking the Lord. That's like the first thing I do every morning I get up. I just be like, thank you for waking me up, Lord. Cause I done prayed all night for you to help me go to sleep. And now I'm like, thank you for waking me up. So, and yeah, that's kind of how I start off. And I'm laying in a bed for a long time. I'm not calling anybody. I don't want anyone to call me. I really don't like people talking to me before 11. My businesses open up at 11. So I typically do not answer the phone for anyone before 11. If I do, consider yourself special. But I might send out some text or whatever the case may be. Check my emails. See if any money is there. Any potential money, you know, got to see what's going on in the email. And I'm really just laying in the bed, really reflecting, trying to figure out what it is that I have to do. And then I start to get up. I go use the restroom, look at myself. Sometimes I wake up and I just be like, why do you look like this? And then other times I be like, yes, girl, you look like that. So, and then I'll go get a bottle of water. And some mornings I might make some tea, depending on how I feel. Feed my dog. Well, really, really probably whoop her behind first. But she always doing something. My puppy is bad. I feed her, change her pee pad. She gives me a job every day. I have a job to do every day. Her life is easy. Then I get back in my bed. You know, I do what I gotta do. Hygiene purposes in the bathroom. I come back in here and I'm on my laptop and on my phone. And I try and get myself out of the house because a lot of my work is consistent of me being inside. Like if I have to get out the house, you know, it's me going to the bank, me going drop off checks, me going to my businesses. Like that's pretty much it. Like, everything I really do from my phone and my laptop, but my laptop is the bigger version of my phone. So, yeah, that's it. And I really go the whole day kind of, like, without eating, which is bad. But that's just kind of what it is. It just also depends on my location. I be in different locations and stuff. So, some mornings I might make me a smoothie. I might make breakfast. It really just depends on how I feel. But I am trying to get myself on a routine because I need to maximize my day. I have a lot of time on my hand that I know if I prioritize my time properly, you know, that's what made me get the podcast. Cause I'm like, well, if I have to do this podcast and it has to be out every day, every Thursday, that I would get on a better routine. And truth be told, I am recording this podcast right now on Thursday, and I had all week to do it. And why did I procrastinate? Because on Tuesday, I had a really, 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 really rough Tuesday because I had a rough Monday night. So my Monday night went into my Tuesday night, and then I got some bad news on Tuesday morning. And Tuesday, the bad news and a rough night, you know, went into me kind of being depressed. And then Wednesday, I just was like, you know, this is just, and I got a massage on Tuesday because I thought that would make me feel better. It made me physically feel better, but mentally and emotionally, I was just so drained on Tuesday. And then so on Wednesday, I was like, you know what, you're not doing anything. And I end up still doing stuff because that's what I do. I say, oh, I'm not going to do this, and then something has to be done. So I was on a lot of phone calls and just trying to get things situated for things in the store. And we getting a lot of new arrivals in. But I typically order mostly my inventory at night. It's like I feel like my creative juices are more at flow after like 10. It's weird. I like to do work at night. Like, I'll send out emails. And I know business, like, companies be like, why is this person emailing me at 3 in the morning? But that's when I'm able to be more, like, fluent. I don't know why. I kid you not. But I just be up, and then my sleep pattern is off. You know, so I'm really trying to get into a routine, you guys. But I am successful. I am. And I don't do all the things that you see other people do on Instagram. Maybe I should start a vlog on how my day goes. Who knows? Not going to happen right now. But I really be chilling, getting my work done. And I even just said that, like, I'm not going to do it again. I was like, I should go get me another job. And I'm like, I got too many jobs. But that's because I feel like physically I'm not doing things. But mentally, I'm exhausted right now, you guys. This is a safe place. This is a lounge for the poised, the paid, and the prospering. And right now, I'm in such a growing place that these growing pains are mentally, mentally killing me. I'll kid you not, today is Thursday, and I know that I've cried at least from Monday to Thursday at least 5 times already, and it's not even Friday. So right now, I'm just going through a growing phase. Not even phase, but just prospering journey. Well, part of my journey right now is just growing. I'm in a growing stage at this moment. And y'all, it's tough. It really is. So that's why I kind of want to talk about the routine and, you know, what is a typical day like for them, and how do we balance work and personal life, right? So let me go into that. Me personally, I try to keep work and personal separate. I don't really talk about none of my work with my friends. And, you know, I have, like, one guy friend who I'm going to always bring him up. But shout outs to him. I love him so much. He's, like, one of the only people that I could actually call, and he's going to listen because he's an entrepreneur also. And he just understands me, and I understand him. So we just, like I always say, iron sharpens iron. But he's like one of the only people that I call and express myself to about work, right? But I don't talk to my staff or my team or whatever the case may be about my personal life. Now, I listen to them. Sometimes, you know, they might ask me like about dating because they know that I be stressed out, and I am a woman and I'm very open with them. They're all younger than me. So I am concerned about their personal life. Like, I ask about their dating life. I ask about their family life. And because I want them to know I care, you know? So, you know, most companies or businesses, they don't give a goddamn about you. But I care about my team because without them, I'm nothing. So shout outs to my team. I love y'all so much. And I am truly, truly, truly thankful for you guys. I don't even know how else to show you guys that. I mean, I pay y'all and I give gifts every now and again. I love y'all. So I separate that. I separate my work and my personal life. I separate it. And, you know, I think that's the best way for me to do it because my friends honestly don't understand my work life, you know. And I know people look at my life, right, and I've removed myself from social media for a little while because I feel like people look at me or look at most entrepreneurs because of the way the world presented, like, oh, you know, we just have this fabulous, lavish, lit life, which it is, all those things, but they don't show, or I don't show, you know, sometimes I do, like, this is where I show it at now on the pod, but, you know, the rough times, you know, and I have spoken on my personal Instagram about different things or whatever, but I try and separate it because I feel like my friends only think that I don't go through anything. I think that most people feel like, you know, she has it made in the shade. But again, I had to work to build these palm trees so that I could be in the shade, if that makes sense. And, you know, sometimes I have to groom my palm trees so that my shade stays shady, if that makes sense. If you understand that, you know, I work so that I could relax, but also oftentimes that relaxation is kind of like overlooking the hard work, because I still work hard mentally. I get paid now to think mentally. I remove my physical self so that I can be more able to think further beyond, you know, before. So I separate work and business as much as possible, and I let a lot of people think what they want to think, because personally it's your thought, and I always say that. And I don't be wanting to put on my workload on my friends, because, like, or my personal life. Like, I don't be want my work life to hinder my personal life, because I don't want to call my friends and be like, girl, about work. And I know most people do that. They call it girlfriends and, you know, could talk about their work. And I just don't be wanting to, because one, I've learned and I've saw over the years how people treat me different because of the type of work that I do. And two, some people really don't want to hear that, because they can't understand or they can't relate. So that really be the thing. Like, a person that works a 9-to-5 versus a person that works 24/8, we have two different schedules. We have two different lifestyles. You don't understand what I do. I've been in a 9-to-5 position, and I work 24/8. I am always working. Even when I'm not, should not be working, I'm working. On vacation, my laptops come with me. I'm doing what I have to do. But that shit goes unnoticed. But it's not even for people to even see it. It's not for them to see it. It's for me to see. I know what I got to do. So I separate it as much as I can. Now, what I will say is I do wish, right, that I had, like, my personal life. When I say more so, I'm going to hint on the dating side of it. I do be wishing that, you know, sometimes I do or did have a companion, because I don't know if I mentioned this before. If I had that person in my personal life, it would help better with my work life. Like, if I had a person that I could be like, you know, babe, can you go do X, Y, and Z for me? Just to take one thing off my plate. But from my, you know, partner, I would be so thankful and so grateful. Oh my God. And I've been so emotional lately, y'all. Like, right now, I'm getting so emotional because I know that I need help. But I'm not going to ask for it. I'm not. I'm one of those people. Right now. Oh, God. But this is a safe place. This is a safe place. I've just been going through so much because I'm growing. And I know that growing might feels like breaking. Excuse me, y'all. Growing me feels like breaking. And I'm not going to break. I just know that I'm growing. And I separate work and personal. I balance it out so well to everyone else, but I just be wishing that I had a little more help. Like, I be wishing, like, you know, settle down, girl. I be telling myself, like, settle down, because you need help. Like, I need help. If I had another person, if I had my person, right, that could just take off a few of my tasks, just release my mind from all these thoughts, you guys, it would be easier. And I'm working on it. I'm trying. I'm doing a lot, but I'm so after my dreams and my goals and setting up my future for my kids that, you know, I said before, I'm okay with not having a partner, but then I just be like, oh, you need one. You really, really need the help. And I'm not going to ask none of my friends to help me. I pay someone, a stranger, to start doing things, but it's like, I don't even need to add any more, you know, expenses. I have so many bills, y'all. These bills are whipping my ass. But I did say I'm going to give me a CPA role soon. Just because I need an accountant. Like, I just need I need a little help in some places. I got a little emotional, you guys. But yeah, this has been my life. Like, this first quarter, I'm not gonna lie, of the year has whooped my ass, and we are 80, what, I think 89 days in, and I'm truly proud of myself. I'm so blessed, and business is going great, but I'm beat up right now. I'm mentally exhausted, emotionally exhausted, financially exhausted. I'm exhausted, you guys. The only thing that's keeping me going is my spiritual. My spirit is just like, keep going. It's like God is telling me, like, it's gonna work out. Like, that's all, that's what makes me keep going. All the days that I wanna stop, all the days that I feel like I'm not showing up for myself, it's like God is always in my ear, like, I got you. You just gotta be patient. Just keep going. Just keep going and don't stop. And I have to tell myself that every day. Every day, y'all, it's tough. I don't know how I do it, but I do it, right? But it's not for the weak. So again, I don't know other people's routines. We see them on social media, but my routine is just not a routine. It's just getting the shit done. And the balance is tough, but we get it done. I don't have any kids, so that's also an easy slack for me. I have my dog, and it's really just use it and eat. Use the restroom and eat and want to play all day. So she's been seeing me like in a very, very, very vulnerable space, and she just be looking at me like just like with her head turning to the side, like she don't know what's wrong with me, but she knows something's wrong. But mommy gonna get through it, is what I'm like. I'm gonna be okay. I'm gonna be okay. She'll come lick me and stuff. So right now, I'm balancing everything out really well. I've been doing it, and it's great, but I don't know if I'm balancing. Well, it's working for me, right? But I'd be wondering, like, if I got myself on a routine, would I feel like I'm working a job? Like, you know how people have those routines every day, like, okay, I'm gonna do this, this, and this. Like I said, the people on YouTube with how they show you these different routines that they do. I don't want to get myself in that type of routine because a part of me becoming an entrepreneur was because I liked it to have the spontaneous life. Like, I don't know what's gonna happen today. That's it gives me a drive. It gives me a rush. Like taking the risk, don't know if it's gonna work out of it, if it's not gonna work out. That is like fuel to my fire, which is so crazy. And that's I wonder if other, I gotta ask other entrepreneurs, you guys, the ones that listen, let me know. Like having a routine, is that better for you? Or like not having a strict, strict, strict routine is a reason that keep you going, because I really don't be knowing how my day go. And I'm one of those people, like, if I don't do A, B, C, D in that order, I'm going to be stressed, and I'm probably going to get depressed. So yeah, I don't have a strict routine. Like, I really, yeah, no, I don't never know, like, what's gonna, how my day gonna go. I might put something into play and be like, okay, I know I gotta go do this, this, and this. I'm gonna just get this shit done. That's what my routine consists of, getting the shit done. Now, I will say I am a day trader. And depending on the location that I'm at, like Monday through, I'm gonna say Thursday, I'm trading. I'm up like, 8 in the morning getting ready to do my day trading. So, but that's on and off for me. Like, that's like a side gig type of thing for me that I'm trying to bring in and make it like a part-time job for me, getting up early so that I could trade between like, 9 a.m. and noon. Hit my numbers by noon, and then the rest of the day I'm free. So it's like I do want certain things to become a routine for me so that I could, I guess, have, I don't want a routine, but I don't know if I need one. Maybe things would be better if I did. Like I said, I do want to monetize my time a little better, but yeah, I don't know. I don't know what other people do, but that's why I need to go on other people's pods, and people need to come on mine, because, and I see it again. I'm very repetitive, I know. I see the shit on YouTube. People have routines. I don't have that. I want to start working out. So, maybe if I get a partner, like, I'll start to have a routine because it'll go around their routine, whatever they have. But I'm just so free that I don't really have a strict routine, and I don't want my life so boring where I get bored with what I'm doing because I'm waking up at this time and I'm doing this and I'm doing that. That's how I get bored. I need to just be free and have my time just available for me. And another thing, people don't understand that. Let me make this very clear, and we're going to wrap it up. I'm chasing my dreams. I'm chasing a legacy for my kids. I have a little brother that's about to be 13 in a few weeks. Shout out to you, Coconut. But I'm working and busting my behind because I want to leave something to my children. And I don't want to just vanish. You know, whenever my time do go, I want people to be like, that girl was doing her thing. That girl was making a way for the younger, you know, generation that's coming behind her. Like, this girl was making a difference. Like, I want a legacy, right? And aside from that, you know, me chasing money, my name has been money since a little girl. Y'all know that, right? I don't know if we talked about that, but we'll talk about it on a later pod. But I am chasing my dreams, and my dreams is making me money. And you know what money does? Money gives you, it solves problems. Like, it helps you. You know, they say more money, more problems. But I feel like, you know, it is more problems because you develop more wants and desires and more things come with it, people and everything. But freedom, time gives you, money gives you freedom. So basically, most people trade their time for the dollar, whereas I'm not trading my time for the dollar. I have time because I'm making the dollar work for me. So in the book of The Richest Man in Babylon, you know, he said that you have to make your money is like your kids. When you make a dollar, you have to make that kid have grandkids, which is make that dollar turn into two, and make the grandkids have kids, and make that turn into three, you know, well, not even one to two, but two to four. It's a double game, right? And I really, really, really like that out the book so far, because he was like, you can't be eating your grandkids. You can't be spending your grandkids. You got to make your grandkids have kids. And I'm like, you know what? We got to get it together. I have to get it together. And most of my life is, you know, the liabilities that have occurred or whatever the case may be, they pay for themselves. Like, I didn't pay for it. My business is paid and fund my lifestyle. But it's time that I need more businesses. I need more money right now. That's where I'm at. I've been saying this. That's why I'm making these changes and I'm reading books because I need to change my mindset. And like the man said in the book, you know, you can't be spending your kids. You got to make your kids work for you and make the grandkids work for the kids. You get it. Like, basically what we doing, we always say, like I just said, I'm working so that my kids could have a life. And then it's like, when my kids have a life, they got something to have, and then they're going to work for me. It's the same thing. But we gotta work the dollar, make the dollar work for us. And that's where I'm at with it. Like, my time and my freedom is like everything for me. I love to be able to just do what I want when I want. That's just my thing. If I be like, oh, I want to get up tomorrow and go to anywhere, I just want to be able to do it. I just want to be able to do it. I want to be able to work from my phone, and I've done that. Now, of course, I still got things I got to do here, you know, but or there, but it's getting done, y'all. So with that being said, I hope I gave y'all a little insight today about my daily routine, because I'm a successful entrepreneur. Can't tell you about the other ones, but they're telling it to y'all on Instagram. They putting their camera right in their face when they wake up. I'm like, look how fake this shit looks. I mean, I'm all for it, but you know, they trying to create this routine and this imagery of how their routine works. And I'm like, why is that camera right there and you just woke up? You put that camera there and now you get pretending to get out the bed. I'm not ready for that world. I'm not ready to do that. That's why I say, y'all, I really don't have a real routine like these people are presenting. And I'm not comparing my routine to theirs. It looks good on camera, but we all know everything is not what it seems to be. Y'all be blessed. You've just listened to another episode of the PPP Podcast with Money, the lounge for the poised, paid, and prospering woman. The PPP Podcast was recorded live in a studio with final editing before uploading.
Subscribe today to the PPP Podcast for more incredible content. Don't miss the next episode of the PPP Podcast with Money on all main streaming platforms.